Starting Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chaf Hey. Dinei Tefillin Bepratut, Uvo Yigimel Sifim. Okay, Sif Aleph. A little introduction. The Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us we put on our tzitzis, then we put on our tefillin. And there are two reasons brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch brings down a third reason. One reason brought down in the Beis Yosef from the Nimuk Yosef is that whereas tefillin is one mitzvah, or four mitzvahs, or eight mitzvahs, depending on how you look at it. But tzitzis is shakul keneged kol mitzvahs. Okay, tzitzis reminds us to keep all the mitzvahs all the time, and therefore tzitzis comes first. And that's reason number one from the Nimuk Yosef. Second reason brought down is we have a general rule. Tadir, general tadir. Tadir kodem. And tzitzis is more tadir than tefillin because tzitzis we have even
Shabbat.
Even b'Shabbat. V'yamim tovim. Excellent. Okay, so those are the two reasons brought down the Beis Yosef. And now we'll see the Shulchan Aruch gives us a third reason. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Achar shelovash talis mitzuyatz. After you put on your tzitzis, yaniach tefillin. Put on your tefillin. Why in that order? Now the Shulchan Aruch gives us a third reason. Shemalim b'kodesh. Because we go up in Kedusha and the tefillin are more kodesh than the tzitzis. So first you put on the tzitzis, then you put on the tefillin, going up in Kedusha. V'ameinichin kisat tefillin. V'atalis otoch kis achas. And now we have an issue. You want to put the two together in a bag. So how should you put the two in a bag? Because we have another rule, and that is ein ma'avir nalamitzis. We have a rule ein ma'avir nalamitzis. There are those who say it's derabanan, but the Bir Halacha brings that from the Chayad and Prima Gadim that is daraisa. Learn that from the pasuk shmartim es hamatzos and al tikri matzos ela mitzvos. You have to watch out with watch, be careful with mitzvos, which means ein ma'avir nalamitzis. You have a mitzvah to do, you do it right away. Don't pass over, and therefore. We have a mitzvah of tzitzis, a mitzvah of tefillin. If I put them together in a bag, and the tefillin are, let's say, on top of the talis, I'd have to put the talis, the tefillin are on top of the talis, I would have to put the tefillin on first. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, v'ha'minichin kisa tefillin. You put the tefillin bag, ve'atalis, and your talis, l'toch kis achas, like many of us do, into one big bag. Tzrichin lizaher, you have to be careful. Shelo yanichu kisa tefillin l'mala, that the tefillin bag should not be on top of the talis. Why? Kidei shelo yifga bohem tchila, you should not hit them first, you should not hit the tefillin first. Because if you do, v'yitztarech la'anichem kodem atalis, because then you'd have to put the tefillin on before the talis. Why would you have to do that? Even though really you're not supposed to. Kadesh le'yavor la mitzvah, because when you can't do one mitzvah, you have to do that mitzvah. You can't pass over this mitzvah in order to do another mitzvah first. Now we have a similar thing, which we'll learn about later in the week, with the shel yad and shel rosh. We're not going to discuss it now. Everyone's invited back later in the week. We'll discuss that then. Sif Gimel. Look at Sif Gimel. Mishabur Sif Katan Gimel. Mishabur Sif Katan Gimel. Shlo Yifga, perish. Afilu lo yechoz ben biyado. Even if you're not holding on to the mitzvah with your hand. Rak lifi hoshatat yado. Just the way your hand is going. Hey munachim lefanav tchila. So the tefillin are in front of the talis, even if you haven't touched them yet. Ain't ma'avirim. You can't put your hand over the tefillin, even if you haven't touched it yet. V'tzarech lak diman. You'd have to put the tefillin on first. V'chol zeh dafka imrota linich ata tefillin. That's assuming you want to put on both right now. Avalem adayin imrota linicham. But if you don't want to put on the tefillin yet, he has a stomachache, whatever, he's not ready for tefillin yet. Rak l'achazman, so then lo shayach b'zeh ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs. Ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs, I have two mitzvahs that I'm going to do right now. The first one that comes to my hand, I have to do. We'll see, shel yad, shel rosh, going to be an exception. We're learning that later in the week. Now, bir alocha, dibur amaschil, shelo yanichu. So the Magen Avraham has a kula in ein ma'avir that most of the poskim disagree with. Bir alocha dibor amasal shelo yanichu. I ain't b'magen Avraham shekasa avdi nearly the ink paid the bazaar. The Magen Avraham says, "No, this is not really a problem. Why? Kevan that tefillin adayim munachim betoch kisa, because the tefillin are still inside the tefillin bag. I have a big bag. Inside the big bag is a little bag with the tefillin. So when I put my hand in, even if I touch the tefillin first, says the Magen Avraham, since the tefillin are still in the bag and they're not ready to go on my arm because it's still in the bag, so the rule of ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs does not apply." The kevan that tefillin adayim munachim betoch kisan, You don't have to worry about it. Umealavush, Vabach, Vataz, Mashma, De'en, the Chalik Baza. They all disagree with the Magen Avraham. Now you skip down around 5, 6, 7, 8 lines. Mikomakom, Kosher Ma'od Lahakel Ka Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham would seem to be an easy way out. It says the Bir Allah, it's very difficult to be maker like the Magen Avraham. Why? Acharei de Rabim Chokim Alav, because there's so many poskim who disagree with the Magen Avraham. Even if he's in shul and it happens that he touches the tefillin first, everyone's putting on the talis first and his hand touches the tefillin bag first, he's going to be very embarrassed, he's putting on his tefillin before the talis, he's going to look like an amaretz. Says the Bir Halacha, mistapikna, I have a suffix. If one could be lenient like the Magen Avraham, acharei demasik benishmas adam v'chei mashem v'pirim agadim, the dina de'ema avir na mitzvah hu dvar Torah. It's min haTorah. So if it's min haTorah, for pasuk b'shulchan aruch, we already learned the el. So v'simin yud gimel ba'aga, the dvar Torah ain't nidchem nei kavod abrius b'chol gavne. If something is daraisa, then kavod abrius is not docha the daraisa b'chol gavne. Imlo b'gnai gadol, unless it's a gnai gadol, this is not called the gnai gadol, the tzarich in. So we see from here a few things. One is that we're dealing with a daraisa. Okay, according to many poskim, in my brain, it's daraisa, and therefore you have a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is obviously a big person, but since we have many who argue on the Magen Avraham, and you're dealing with the daraisa, says the Bir Halacha, even in a case where you're going to be very embarrassed, he has a suffix if you can rely on the Magen Avraham. Now, the next Bir Halacha, Dibar Masla Shalo Yivka. Skip down a couple of lines. Vine. Okay, here the Prima Gadim builds off the Magen Avraham, and here the Bir Halacha disagrees with the Prima Gadim's. He says he can't follow the Magen Avraham anyway. But even if you want to follow the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim has a kula that the Bir Halacha does not accept within the Magen Avraham. Let's go through this again. Bine, after Yeshlid Chos Ksas. Okay, we're not going to get into what he's being docha. The Hacha, Shat Tfilin Munachim Betoch Kis Atalas. The Tfilin are inside the Kis of the talis. Shadai lo tziyam in a kiss, and you didn't take it out yet, kil tfei. It's more lenient. V'afilim nogo behem biyadov, even if you touch it with your hands, mutar lo lesalik yadom mehen v'litol ha-talis. If it's still in the bag, it's only when it comes out. If it's still in the bag, so then you touch the tefillin, you shouldn't have done that, so you can just like move it out of the way and grab the talis. He brings in the Shal Rosh and Shal Yad, which we'll discuss later in the week. Okay, skip down 4 lines. So he says the Prima Gadim has this kula within the Magen Avraham that as long as your hand is in the bag and you didn't take it out yet, so then it's okay. So says the Bir Halacha, that's not what the Magen Avraham means. It's not talking about where it's inside the bag and my hand's in the bag actually touching the tefillin. But he's talking about where my hand's in the talis bag, and in the talis bag is a tefillin bag, and the tefillin bag is closed, and I didn't open the tefillin bag, and I didn't touch the tefillin. That's what the Magen Avraham is talking about. Shelo nogamen klal biyada rak ayde kiss. He just touched the bag, the tefillin bag. He didn't touch the tefillin themselves. The ear shalanichan ayde kiss. I can't put on tefillin while they're in a bag. In this case, once it's mamish in your hands, your hands are inside. The tefillin, let's say there is no tefillin bag, they're together in a bag. Or let's say the tefillin bag is open. Your hands go in, they touch the tefillin mamish. Or you didn't touch it, but it's right there in front of you. It doesn't help that it's still in the bag. Okay, he's working off this Mishnah. He's working off this Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel. Okay, yeah, a little complicated. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel. Shlo Yivka, perish. I feel lo yechoz ben biyado. Rak lefi hoshatat yado. Even if he's not touching yet the tefillin, but it's in the way, the tefillin are, I don't know how you say that, in the airspace, the tefillin are closer than the talus, you have to put on the tefillin first. The tzarech la'akdiman. So when they're mamish in a separate bag, so then you have the kula of the Magen Avraham, which everyone else disagrees with, the Mishnah doesn't, the Beir Lacha doesn't like it at all. But then there are those that want to say, the Prima Gadol wants to say, within the Magen Avraham, even if your mamish touching the tefillin, it's not in a bag, but since it's in the big bag, as long as you haven't taken it out, this doesn't apply until you actually take it out. And that, the Beir Lacha says, that even the Magen Avraham wouldn't agree with the Prima Gadol's extension of the Magen Avraham. Once you're touching that article, even if you're not touching it, but it's in front of you and you could touch it, you have to put it on first. If it's in its own separate bag, the Magen Avraham is Mekel, and even then, the Bir Halacha is Machmir. I don't know if it's Mekel or Machmir, but he says that you'd have to put on the tefillin first. So then, the Bir Halacha, towards the end, the last five lines, says, "Ulam koza ein afkamina ledin." It doesn't matter ledidon. Tepaskina belavachi delok Magen Avraham, because we don't hold like that Magen Avraham. Afilim hey munachim betoch kisan, even if they're in a separate bag. Hayote midvarino, the imhoshi yada betoch kisa talis, if you put your hands into your talis bag, upaga kodim ba tfilin, and you first touch the tfilin, muchuyav hotzian kodim. You'd have to take out the tfilin first, ulahanichan, and put them on first, mishum ein marin alamitsis. V'chein le'inyin tefillin yeshal yizad chatchilas munach hashayad k'sas letzadmala v'lo b'shav v'marish. Okay, then it gets into shayad shel rosh, which we will discuss later in the week. Okay, so again, if you come across if the tefillin are there first, you have to put on the tefillin. Mishmur sifkatan dalid. He says even if in the different rooms of your house, just if you. I have two rooms, one in front of the other. I have a bedroom, I have a living room, and then I have another bedroom. It happens to be I left my talis in a kid's room, and I come across my tefillin are in the living room. I'd have to put on the tefillin first just by the fact I walked into the living room, and the tefillin are there. Now, Mishabur Sifkatan, hey, we're running out of time. So, Mishabur Sifkatan, hey, says, If I come across a tefillin, I should have put them on, but I didn't, and I grabbed the talis, then I realized I made a mistake, I can't go back to the tefillin, because once I'm grabbing the talis, so then Emavir and Alamitzis refers to the talis, even though I should have put on the tefillin first. Okay. Sif Beis. No, we didn't do the Ramah, did we? No, Hagar, Mihu, im tefillin mezumanim biyado, ve'en lo tzitzis. He doesn't have a talis. He lent it to someone, didn't come back yet. He expects his talis to arrive in another 5 minutes. Ein tzach lamtin al tzitzis. You don't have to wait for the talis to come. Ela meniach tefillin ukishemivim talis ma'atfo. It's only when they're both in front of you, but they're not both in front of me. So I'm supposed to put on the talis first. I don't have a talis. I have my tefillin. I put on my tefillin. Oh, then I'll put on the tefillin for the talis. It's okay.
With this whole report that we've been saying now about if you talk about tefillin mishana, borrow if you didn't. Even if you had tzitzis and you touched tefillin first, for sure you put them on. Why does the Ramah tell me that if you don't have tzitzis, you put the tefillin on? Don't wait for the tzitzis.
I hear you saying. Okay, you're taking mizuman biyado literally. Imamish has it in his hands. So what's the? I didn't understand like that. I understood.
Room.
I know in my house I have my
going in the room.
Right. Okay. I hear. Sif Beis mi shehu zohir betalis katan. One who is careful to have a talis katan. Tzitzis yud b'shenu. He should put on his talis katan. V'yaniach tefillin b'beiso. He should put tefillin in his house. V'yelech. He should go to shul lavush b'tzitzis, wearing his talis katan and tzitzis. U'muchta b'tefillin, wearing his tefillin b'beis haknesses. And v'sham. And then in shul yisatim b'talis gadol. Then in shul he should put on his talis gadol. Hold on, we don't do that. Hagon says the Ramah, "Va'olam nogu l'satif ap betalis gadol kodem levarichalav v'achigach meniach hatfilin v'olech lebeis haknesses." We put on our tzitzis, then we put on our talis. We make a bracha on the talis, and we pat to the tzitzis. Mishabur here says, "Sifkatu yid aleph," And then we put on the tefillin. And what a person is supposed to do is walk to shul with his talis and tefillin on. So this comes from the Zohar. It was a very big deal by the Zohar. There are those that want to say that the Arizal felt it was even more important than being from the Asar Rishonim. There is a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan, Ayin Sham for homework. But he takes it very seriously. Now what if you're going to walk past, you know, very smelly garbages and things like that? So the Mishmur gives two etzes. Either cover your shel rosh with a hat, cover it with something, or with your hand, or with a hat, or with something, or go to the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses and put it, or your talis, I guess. Or go to shul, but don't go into the shul, do it outside. They make a very big deal out of this. They take it very seriously. If you're ready in shul, it's better to go outside and put on your tefillin and come in. The Ber Hetev Sifkatan Beis brings down the end of Sifkatan Beis. Brings down from the Elia Rabba that even if you have to walk through smelly garbages, it's still better to put your tefillin on at home, cover them, and walk through the garbage. Walk through the smelly next to the garbage. Okay, in the end of Sifkatan Ches, he writes, even if you're already in shul learning, and now it becomes, you didn't wear your talis and tefillin because it was too early, now you're ready to put on talis and tefillin, it's better to go outside, put on talis and tefillin, and come back in. They take this very seriously. Because the Zohar is very into this, wearing your talis and tefillin into the shul. That's the Zohar.
You don't see people in a baseball game, put on their, come out and in their
So the Aruch HaShulchan talks about how we live among Goyim, it's not Shaykh. That's what I'm talking about. Shaykh to wear tzitzis and tefillin, I guess you wear a hat. The goyim don't see, but to walk around the streets with a talis on, I don't know. I never saw anyone in America do this, but I'm not from Lakewood, not from Bar Park. Okay. On Shabbos, sometimes people walking with the talis, that's more for carrying reasons, air reasons, I believe. Okay. Sif Gimel. HaRosh HaYom Masadeh HaBrochos Ad Otei Yisrael B'Tifara. He would be Masadeh the Berchas HaShachar. He would get to Otei Yisrael B'Tifara. V'Azav Eniach Tefillin. Then he would put on his tefillin. And then he would make the Brocha Otei Yisrael B'Tifara. Hashem crowns us in glory. That is the Pe'er, the glory of a Jewish man, is his tefillin. Mishabura Sif Katan Yud Gimel tells us that we don't do that. V'Azuchan Kosav Lo Ra'isi Shinogin Kain. We don't do that. What we do, he says at the bottom, Rak, Ra'isi Medaktikim, the Mashmesh, with Tzilin Shal Yad, Visharosh, Vishar Shemavarech, Brachazu. People, if, hold on, let's do that again. I'm reading Mishnah Risif Katan Yugim. Over Ara Tzachan Kasav Lo Ra'isi Shinagin Kane, we don't do like the Rosh did. Rak, what do we do? Menichin Tzilin Kodin Bechas Hashachar, O Achar Kach, you can put your Tzilin on before the Bechas Hashachar, or afterwards, Kal Echel Levim in Hago. You see, there's different ways of doing it. But if you wear putting on your tefillin before the Berachas HaShachar, Rak Rishi Medaktikim the Mashmish Tefillin Shel Yad V'Shalosh V'Shah Shemavarech Bracha Zu, because that bracha on some level is referring to the tefillin. Okay, so therefore the Indian to touch the tefillin when you say that bracha. Here Nemzal brings a Ha'ara. Sometimes it's the only place in the whole six volumes of Mishnah Berurah. And then Mishabura, he quotes his father. He says, you should first touch the tefillin, then make the bracha, so that you're focused when you make the bracha on your tefillin. Okay. Sif Dalid. Tzarech shiyu tefillin Allah b'shas kriya shema utfila. The tefillin must be, you must be wearing a tefillin for kriya shema and tefillah. So here there's two different dinim going on. So the Gemara Brachos that says like this. Rabbi Yochanan says, one who wants to be makabel full Malchus Shemayim, all Malchus Shemayim Shlema, he should go to the bathroom. I once gave a share on that. We won't discuss it now. Yitol Yadav, he should wash his hands. Yaniach Tefillin, put on Tefillin, say Shema, and say Shemona Esrei. So you see that Shemona V'Yispalo, that the Tefillah is supposed to be with Tefillin. That's the marker for Tefillin while you are saying Shemona Esrei. In terms of Kriya Shema, so there we have another Gemara. We have, I never understood this as a machlokes because I never went through Rabbeinu Yonah on Brachos. But the Gemara one, it says like this. Ula says, one very famous Gemara, Hakari Kriya Shema below Tefillin, Ki'ilu Meid Eidu Sheker Ba'atzmo. If you say Shema without Tefillin, you are testifying falsely about yourself. You're saying, Ukshatam Lo Osal Yadecha, you're not wearing Tefillin. So you're showing that you're a hypocrite. You're made a deshekir. Then Rabbi Yochanan goes on and gives all these like parables. It's as if you were makriv an ola without a mincha. You're makriv a zavach without the nisachim, without the wine libations. So, I never understood there was a machlokas over here. So, the Beis Yosef brings down from Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a machlokas over here. According to Ula, a person is made a deshekir. You got full credit for Krishma. Check. But you got an X in a different realm, and that is that you were made a deshekir against yourself. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who compares Ola below Mincha, Zevach below Nesachim, it's not a complete mitzvah. There's something missing in your Krishma. Even your Krishma is not complete, and the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan it's only a Chatzi mitzvah. Very strong Lashon. So let's see that in the Mishabura. Mishabura Sivkat Yudal, B'Shaz Krishma Tfila. Return over the whole apochos at least b'shas kriyshma tefila. Okay, the comments in Lamed Zayin. For meaning b'gemara kol kar kriyshma v'loy tefila and reu kiu made ed shekha ba'atzmo. Chas v'shalom. Upirshu b'tosus afi shomer ukshatam la'os v'ein kosher. V'yav shibiti yavid yotzi de kriyshma yotzi kriyshma. Nikamokam yesh lo aveira mitzad acher. You get check. You did your kriyshma, but you have an aveira on the other realm that you made ed shekha because you're reciting the pasuk of saying the tefillin and wearing tefillin, you're not wearing tefillin. Shemar'eh al atzmo she'ein rotzi l'kayim rotzen Hashem v'zeu ed shekha she'meid al atzmo. The Yesh Od Perish Acher, I am Belavush because of the Charedim, the Mizen Nilmod. Okay, then he brings something else. I don't know, I didn't look up the Levush. Maybe he's referring to this, Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't know. Either you get full credit, but you have an Aveira on the other, or it's only half credit for your Krishma. Now, then he goes on to say, Hu Adin, when you say V'haftas Hashem Lokecha, so if you're not thinking about Abbas Hashem and you say V'haftas Hashem Lokecha, it's the same Meir Dei Desheker. So before a person said V'haftas Hashem Lokecha, this is much more easily said than done. Person should think about working on his Avas Hashem. Okay. Now, the last two lines over here, this is very important. Vida. This is talking about when a person, b'mezid, does not have his tefillin on for Krishma. Shemis atzel, he's lazy. Laniach tefillin kodem Krishma. Aval misha ein lo tefillin, guy doesn't have tefillin. Okru baderach, umachmas kor v'tzina. Hot, cold, any yochol laniach tefillin, whatever that means, put on the side, v'chok yagadna, v'vade ein lo latzotzei. Approaching Sos Mach Krishma. He doesn't have his tefillin, for whatever reason. He's expecting tefillin to come at 10 o'clock. So he shouldn't be yotzei mitzvah Krishma at all. So obviously he should. Ein lo la'achai Krishma b'zmana mach mas zeh. He should say Shema, and he should make sure it doesn't happen next time. Now this is very, very common. You go to a late minyan, you're going to say Kriya Shema too late, so what should you do? You know, you say Shema early. But you're saying Shema without tefillin. So does it help to say Shema without tefillin? And then at 11 o'clock, you're at the 11 o'clock minyan, which you really shouldn't be, and now you're saying Shema with your tefillin on at 11 o'clock. But you get zero credit for that Kriya Shema, because it's way after Sosman Kriya Shema. Hold on. So I saw a different mahalach. So Pisklei Chuvas, excuse my saying, so seems to have more of a Hasidish mahalach, and he seems to say, brings down, as long as you're saying Shema, even if it's 11 o'clock with tefillin, it's not called Meir Dei Desheker. There's, Rishoma Zalman says that, let's say a lot of people are makbid, not up to Hilchos Krishma, but we know there's an earlier time, a later time, the Magen Avraham and the Gra. So even if you're makbid to say Krishma earlier like the Magen Avraham, he says if you say Krishma like the Magen Avraham without tefillin, as long as you're saying Krishma later, before, so it's my Kriya Shema of the Vilna Gaon, that's okay. That's not made in the Sheker, because the Iker Shita is like the Gra, not like the Magen Avraham. I guess Rav Nissen Karelitz disagrees, because the Dir Shuma Shabur brings down Rav Nissen Karelitz, and he says, no, you should put it on the Tefillin before Magen Avraham, and say Tefillin Dafka, say Kriya Shema with the Tefillin, even before Magen Avraham. So you have, like, different shitas. When this is Karel, it says, you have to say Shema before Magen Avraham, make sure you bring your tefillin. Rosh Hashanah Zalman is a little bit more laid back, because he says the Iker Zman is like the Gra. So if you're makbid to say Kriya Shema like the Magen Avraham, you don't have to worry about the tefillin, but you do have to worry about saying Shema before Sozan Kriya Shema of the Gra with tefillin. And Pesukei Teshuvos has a much more laid back approach, and that is, if you're saying Shema earlier to catch those by Kriya Shema, you don't have to worry about the tefillin at all, it sounds like. As long as you're doing it later, it brings down some opinions that say that, and everyone should. Obviously, it's better to say Kriya Shema with the brachos.
If you're doing it early,
No, but a guy's going late to Minyan is not about to start. It depends.
Because he's taking care of the kids.
Whatever it is. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Sif Hei.